This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that agriculture will play a major role in making India world's third largest economy. The Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering at PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Varanasi today. He said that the central government is committed to enhancing the living standard of the farmers and increasing their income is the priority of his government. Mr. Modi released the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore farmers during the function. The Prime Minister also granted certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups, SHGs, as Krishi Sakhis. Mr. Modi said the steps taken by his government to make India a leading figure in the export of agro products are giving new marketing platforms to the local agro products. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the goal of the government is to increase production and help farmers in reducing the input cost along with providing better price to their products by giving proper MSP. On the occasion, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath said that Varanasi is reaching new heights of development under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi also had a meeting with few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan. Prime Minister Modi will visit Bihar tomorrow. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal and his US counterpart Jake Sullivan attended an industry roundtable on US initiative on critical and emerging technologies in New Delhi today. Both Indian and US National Security Advisors emphasized the importance of India and the US leading in technology. Yesterday, Mr. Dobhal and Mr. Sullivan chaired the second meeting of the India-US Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology in New Delhi. The two national security advisors resolved to support enhanced collaboration across the governments, industry and academia with a particular focus on semiconductor technology and manufacturing, sustainable agriculture and food security. They also agreed to increase cooperation in the field of clean energy, pandemic preparedness and other critical and emerging technologies. Besides, civilian and defense-based technology cooperation will be further cemented by securing a carrier for the first-ever joint effort between NASA and ISRO astronauts at the International Space Station. It was also agreed to expand engagement with Indian and US investors in the semiconductor industry in India to continue building India's robust semiconductor and information communication technology ecosystem. At least 11 migrants have died while another 66 remain missing in two shipwrecks today off the Italian coasts. The Italian authorities said a search and rescue operation by Coast Guard is going on in the Mediterranean hours after two migrant boats encountered problems near the Italian coasts. A merchant ship in the area conducted the initial rescue. The merchant ship rescued 12 people. According to the survivor's statement, the sailing boat departed from Turkey last week, carrying migrants and refuge seekers from Iraq, Syria, Iran and Afghanistan. A long-awaited relief is on the cards even as North India continues to swelter due to heat wave and warm night conditions. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions to abate in pockets of Northwest and East India from today evening. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that under the influence of the Western disturbance, several parts of North India may receive rainfall. She said that the alert will be scaled down to orange from tomorrow in Delhi. Pre-monsoon shower is also likely in the national capital. Meanwhile, extremely heavy rainfall will continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Northeast India during the next 2 to 3 days. Heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is also likely to continue in southern India during the next 5 days. And in javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.